more sounds, don't worry.
I just want to stick with the same one for the episode, because I know this one works.
Wire and Nerve on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby had a great run of songs there.
I mean, picked them out myself, so you'd probably assume.
Start out with Six by Sistranatus, some cool dark ambient stuff. Wild Bill by Grotus. One of my family friends played live with Grotus, and I didn't know them, but I saw one of their CDs at a store, and so I decided to pick it up, and it was pretty good. I like it. And then, of course, the absolute beauty that is Front 242's 0621-0311 Up Evil song Crappage. I mean, you heard it. I don't gotta say how cool it is. Look, I can have it just continue forever. I love that. Coming up next, what do we got coming up next? Well, first we got a show promo for you, because I gotta play one of those. And then after that, we got, ooh, Mentallo and the Fixer. I heard of those guys, but I didn't really know them very well, but I picked up one of their albums at Wall of Sound. Great store, Capitol Hill, Seattle. I will be going back there soon. And it's some really cool stuff. It's like, this is a bit of a longer track at 8 minutes. Remember, Wire and Nerve does not believe in radio edits. And it just builds on itself. It starts out very simple, and then it just keeps going and going. So yeah, show promo, then that. Catch you on the other side. Yeah, that works, whatever.
Tune in Thursdays at 8 p.m. for the 60-Minute Stage Dive, CJSF's only show focusing on screamo, metal, punk, and other noisy sounds hosted by myself, Jeremy. Each week, I will showcase a new selection of loud music from Canada and across the globe. So if you're finding CJSF is just too quiet for yourself, make sure to check out the 60-Minute Stage Dive. That's Thursdays at 8 p.m. only on CJSF 90.1 FM and CJSF.ca.
Make hovering look effortless. They're built for it, with flexible wrists that rotate their wings in a rapid figure-eight motion, generating almost constant lift. But wind tunnel experiments with flying birds show that hovering is hard work. As one scientist put it, a hovering hummingbird represents the upper limit of aerobic locomotion in vertebrates. In other words, hummingbirds are athletes on par with galloping horses or humans running a marathon. But hummingbirds aren't the only flyers up to the challenge. Eurasian skylarks even sing while hovering, sometimes for minutes on end. Different from a hummingbird, a lark flutters its wings 10 to 12 times per second, relying entirely on lift produced by the downstroke. Other small birds hover briefly. In search of insects, tiny birds like kinglets float above the tips of branches for just a few seconds. Even larger birds like hawks and kites make use of head-on breezes and what's called wind hovering when they search the ground for prey. The kestrel is a master of wing hovering. Flapping forward but counterbalanced by the wind, the kestrel appears tethered to the ground by a string. So, while hummers might be the most impressive hoverers, they're not the only birds to employ this gravity-defying maneuver. For BirdNote, I'm Ariana Rimmel.
Thank you.
CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. You are listening to... I wish I had a higher attack. Wire and Nerve. That was, as I hope you would recognize, Big Black song Bad Houses originally off of Atomizer, but I'm playing it off a CD copy of Rich Man's 8-track tape. I was fortunate enough, I just found it in a store, but I was fortunate enough to get a copy that had, what's it called? Strange Things on it. Most of the copies don't, but this one did. And there's a funny little message from Steve Albini on the inside where he's like, we made this compilation to catch all you suckers who bought into the first generation home CD system. See you next time when you inevitably buy Philips' next music format and the bonanza starts again or something like that. And I find that real funny because CDs were truly the last big physical media format before digital and like streaming iTunes first, then streaming took over. So I don't know. I feel like that's very interesting. A little cool retrospective. Before that, we had Mentallo and the Fixer, Stumbled. Hope you enjoyed that. I know it's a little longer and kind of repetitive, but I feel like the building really builds up on it. Coming up next, how much time do we got? Like 1.5 songs. I don't have any short ones left. We'll say Cold Angel Press by Screw. Screw's cool. I mean, it's Screw. It's industrial metal. What else do you want? Enjoy.
is Bird Note. I'm Marcus Roston, a naturalist and birder in Buffalo, New York, where I love watching American herring gulls. One of my favorite places to find them is Freedom Park, a migration crossroads for birds and people. This was once a final stop on the Underground Railroad, where freedom seekers crossed the Niagara River to safety. Gulls take refuge at the park year-round. Herring gulls may seem unremarkable, especially in winter when young birds all look the same in mottled shades of brown and black, but I feel my brown skin crawl when people call them rats with wings. It makes me think about who gets labeled a nuisance and who gets praised, whose features are admired and whose are disparaged. When we dismiss these birds as rats with wings, we miss something important. Though American herring gulls may seem common now, their populations are actually in steep decline. Watching the gulls at Freedom Park, I see a lesson in resilience and a reminder that there's beauty in shades of brown and black. This is Black Birders Week. To learn more, follow the hashtag Black Birders Week on social media and visit birdnote.org. I'm Marcus Roston.
Well, that was simply beautiful. Thank you, Marcus, if I caught your name right. I'm still a little out of it. Y'all, I have a question for you. You know how am I doing on time? Oh, I got a little bit of time. You know how if you get a Windows laptop, it automatically downloads everything to your OneDrive, and then, you know, you don't realize for a while because it's fine, but then you start running out of space and you're like, wait, why is it downloading everything to my OneDrive? I didn't even ask for a OneDrive. I just want to use my hard drive with a lot of space. And I don't know. Screw Windows. That's my takes. Screw big corporations. We should... I don't know if I can say that. Message me on Wired Nerve Radio at hotmail.com. Wired Nerve at hotmail.com, I believe. Coming up next, we have Metal Meltdown. 2 straight hours of metal. Thank you all for tuning in. CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. Thanks for humoring me with my keyboard. I will see you guys next week.